My guest at this time is Indiana Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman. He represents the Hoosier State's 3rd Congressional District, and he's a member of the House Budget Committee, and as well as a couple of other committees, but he's also the sponsor of brand new legislation that would remove what he calls, and many call, the dual mandate of the Federal Reserve. Since the late 70s, the Fed has been tasked with sparking the growth in employment as well as fighting inflation. And Congressman Stutzman says that needs to end and the Fed needs to focus solely on fighting inflation. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
How exactly would your legislation work? How would it mandate that the Fed focus on one thing and one thing only?
Well, you know, this is what I believe is a really important part of what the Federal Reserve's goals are. What we need to do is take a step back, and this has been some time since the Federal Reserve has received this mandate to consider unemployment, the unemployment numbers as part of their responsibilities and when they make monetary policy. When you start taking into account the unemployment rates, you start trying to manipulate the monetary policies and the monetary system to try to drive unemployment rates down. Well, in this case here, I believe that they need to take that out of their responsibilities, kind of out of their formula, and focus just on the economy's need for strong, sound fiscal policy rather than trying to also appease the other side that's very difficult in driving unemployment rates down. So that's why the bill that we're filing will just simply say that the Federal Reserve Bank does not need to take into account unemployment rates anymore when they are setting monetary policy, but strictly focusing on what the economy needs, what whether it's in interest rates, whether it's in the other regs that go along with monetary policy, but focusing on a sound system rather than also trying to drive unemployment rates down, because that they might start setting policies that would be bad policies that would affect our monetary system because they're trying to drive rates down. I think we're seeing that right now with the very low interest rates, which are positive on one side, could also be harmful in the long run if we don't start seeing some sort of economic growth.
Congressman, whether it's quantitative easing, the keeping down of interest rates like you just mentioned, what major moves do you think the Fed is responsible for because they've factored in the employment numbers as well as the mandate to maintain sound monetary policy? How do you think their policies would look different if they only had the single focus?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, quantitative easing is probably not going to be as big a part of their authority if they don't have to keep unemployment rates in mind. We're definitely trying to, I think their position is that if we can inject more cash into the system, then people will have the capital that they need to, expand businesses, to start businesses, and we'll see economic growth. But, on the flip side, we have the Dodd-Frank legislation, which is really holding and forcing banks and financial institutions to make decisions that they normally wouldn't make, or forcing them to make decisions that they think would be beneficial for the financial system, but is not good for every banking institution that's out there. I mean, there's a big difference between the larger banks and smaller banks and what their opportunities are and what they can loan money for. And so I think with quantitative easing, that decision is not, it's only weakening ourselves in the long run. And I think that's one of the decisions that they're making based on their dual mandate and considering unemployment rates. But it's creating, there may be a symptom here that they're trying to fix, but I think in the long run, it's not dealing with the real underlying problems, and that is national debt. We have my fear is inflation because of more dollars into the system that aren't there really being supported by economic growth behind it.
We're talking with Indiana Congressman Marlon Stutzman, represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. He's the sponsor of what's called the FOCUS Act of 2013. There's two Fs at the start of FOCUS. Focusing the Fed on the currency of the United States is how the acronym spells out. And, sir, in our last couple minutes here, when you look at where monetary policy has been for the last several years or even decade here, the struggles the dollar has had, what a lot of people consider creeping almost stealth inflation in recent years. Do you think that would look different right now if the Fed had one focus instead of two?
I do. I really think that it would, because then, you know, they're focused on the foundation of our economy. They're focused on the money supply that is available through our private institutions, banks, obviously in risk management situations with insurance, pensions. And so if they're focused simply on a strong monetary system, then they won't get distracted with also trying to keep unemployment rates low. You know, I think that we're really in a lot of ways fortunate, because America is still the place for is the safest place for dollars around the world, and we don't have some of the high percentage numbers that you see in Europe and in other parts, such as Greece, that has 143% of debt to their GDP. We've just crossed that threshold of 100% debt to GDP. And, you know, we need to be very careful. And I think this is where the Fed's focus should be, simply on making sure our financial institutions have the ability to lend to sound companies, to individuals that are wanting to start companies or expand their companies. Focus on the economy from the economic growth perspective, rather than trying to look on the top side at unemployment numbers and try to figure out how do we suck these back down. I think it gives them two different perspectives that they aren't necessarily, they would conflict at times. And I think if their focus is on one thing, and sound monetary policy, they can then looking at it from the perspective of economic growth rather than also trying to manipulate markets to bring unemployment rates down.
Two very quick questions before we let you go, sir. Number one, are you also a supporter of the legislation, I believe it's from Congressman Brown, that would audit the Fed?
Absolutely. I think it's important, with the Fed being a quasi-government agency, managing tax dollars. It's important for every taxpayer, for members of Congress, for the president, to know exactly what our money is being used for, where it's being invested, and why. And so, thankfully, Ron Paul was able to pass it in last year's House of Representatives, in the Congress of just in the House of Representatives, but the Senate has not taken it up. But I think it's important. Transparency never hurts. I don't know why anyone in Congress or in Washington would oppose transparency. But we believe that we're making progress, and that's why we're going to continue to work on these issues with the Federal Reserve, because at the end of the day, it affects our monetary systems, but also it's taxpayer dollars, and we do need transparency.
Congressman, we'll be following it. Thank you very much for being with us.
You bet. Thank you, Greg. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Indiana Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee, and now sponsor of the FOCUS Act of 2013. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.